You are what you eat. You are what you eat. That little proverb makes us think twice, feel guilty, or feel good about what we eat. In our diet-obsessed age, we often overlook the one and only food that promises to literally transform us. If you are what you eat, what does that make us Catholics? Well, Father, our family eats pasta on Sunday afternoon at Grandma's house. Or maybe you'd tell me, honestly, Father, my children eat vegetables from my garden and organic milk. Well, says I, good for you, but that's not really what I'm talking about. St. Augustine knows what I'm talking about when he wrote this, quote, "What men seek from food and drink is to do away with hunger, dispel thirst. This then is what partaking of food and drink means, to abide in Christ and to have him abiding in yourself." We Catholics are what we eat because we receive the nourishing, healing, holy food known as the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ. We don't just get together to only listen to the Word of God. We don't just sing songs and listen to the preacher's weekly message. Thus, on this feast of Corpus Christi, we highlight how much more each Catholic Mass is than a few songs, some scripture, and/or a message. It's the Corpus Christi that makes it more. We receive it. We eat it. We become it. Therefore, we are what we eat. But what is the body and blood of Jesus Christ? Lucky for you and for me, I'm not going to give a 30-minute lecture on the topic. Simply put, we walk forward each and every Mass to receive something, either on our tongue or in our raised hands. And that's something, Holy Communion. It is not just a piece of bread, and it's definitely not a party favor just for showing up. Corpus Christi is, however, the real presence of Jesus Christ. For God's sake, be aware of what you are receiving. You get to receive into your bodies the very real, the very active, the very mysterious presence of God. Think of it. You put into your mouth the very presence of God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today we are reminded to take the reception of Holy Communion seriously. Let it be for you a moment of divine contact. Let that divine contact transform your body and your life. You are what you eat, right? So if you eat the body and drink the blood of Jesus Christ, you are becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. The take home is this. Let this feast of Corpus Christi help you refocus on what's important in life, what you eat, and how it affects your life.